This podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California, and I am your host, Cole Ramsey. Without further ado, thank you for tuning in to Life Beyond the Gridiron, a podcast where we will take a look into the football stars' rise of fame, success during their career, and the downfall of their legacy. So come with me and learn about some of the athletes you see dominating your social media and all over television. Today we are going to be talking about NFL legend Aaron Rodgers, current quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, who are 6-1 and absolutely killing the game this year. So for starters, who is Aaron Rodgers? Aaron Rodgers is an American football player who is currently the starting quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, as I just mentioned. He played football in college for the University of California at Berkeley, where he was a star player for 2 years before being drafted by the Packers in 2005. Named Green Bay's starting quarterback in 2008, Rodgers went on to lead his team to a Super Bowl victory and win 2 MVP awards, setting numerous NFL passing records along the way. Aaron Rodgers was born in Chico, California on December 2nd, 1983. Rodgers was the second of Ed and Darla Rodgers' 3 sons. Football was an early love for Rodgers, who at the age of 2 was able to sit silently and watch an entire NFL game. At the age of 5, he could pick out different football formations on the television screen and throw a football through a hanging tire. Also a talented baseball player, Rodgers starred for Raleigh Hills' Little League team when his family lived in Beaverton, Oregon in the mid-1990s. After returning to California, Rodgers set a variety of school passing records as the quarterback for Pleasant Valley High School. However, coming from a small town like Chico hurt his college prospects. Unable to land a Division I scholarship, he enrolled at Butte College, a junior college in Oroville nearby. During his 1 year at Butte, Rodgers led the team to a 10-1 record and the number 2 national ranking. He was also named his conference's MVP. His success with the program caught the eyes of scouts at the University of California, Berkeley. In the following season, Rodgers enrolled at the college and became the team's starter. During his 2 years at Berkeley, Rodgers led a vaunted offense that propelled him to break a number of school records and helped him make a Heisman finalist in 2004. Still, even while garnering praise from his passing attack, Rodgers, who bypassed his final year at Berkeley to enter the 2005 NFL draft, was one of college football's top prospects. He saw his fortunes sink on draft night. Despite being considered a top 10 pick, maybe even top 5, he lasted until the 24th selection of the first round when the Green Bay Packers selected him. When Rodgers joined the Green Bay Packers, coming to Green Bay meant watching the team's starting quarterback and Hall of Famer Brett Favre, an Iron Man of a football player who started every game for the Packers since 1992, and mention it is currently 2005. Finally, in 2008, after Green Bay elected to not re-sign the then 38-year-old Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers got his chance to quarterback the Green Bay Packers as the starter. Rodgers did not waver, manning quarterback duties for all 16 regular season games while throwing for 4,038 yards and 28 touchdowns. That is pretty good for your NFL debut, if you ask me. Rodgers earned himself to Green Bay fans and proved he was one of the game's most elite quarterbacks when he steered the Packers' victory in the Super Bowl on February 6th of 2011. On the big stage, Rodgers earned MVP honors, completing 24 of 39 passes for 304 yards and notching 3 touchdown passes in the sport's biggest game. Rodgers maintained his spot among football's top performers in succeeding seasons. When he noticed his 100th regular season start in December of 2014, he ranked first in NFL history in career touchdown passes, yards, passer rating among all other quarterbacks at that milestone point of their career. At the end of the season, he was voted NFL MVP for the second time in his career. Rodgers continued to put up elite numbers, leading the NFL with 40 touchdown passes in 2016. However, in 2017, his 2017 season was derailed by a fractured collarbone in week 6, and his return later that year wasn't enough to push the Green Bay Packers back into the playoffs due to the struggling from backup quarterback Brett Hundley. The Packers felt comfortable enough to offer their 35-year-old quarterback a lucrative contract extension before the start of the 2018 season. And Rodgers responded with a vintage play, throwing an impressive 25 touchdowns against just 2 interceptions. However, the Packers sputtered to their worst record since his first year as a starter, finishing 6-9-1. Rodgers delivered similar production in 2019. At this time, the Packers surged to the top of their division with a 13-3 record before they were overwhelmed by the San Francisco 49ers in the NFC Championship game. Rodgers, for those of you who might want to know much more about his personal life, Rodgers has been a man of mystery. Not many people are too familiar with what goes on in the life of Aaron Rodgers outside of football, but what we do know is that Aaron Rodgers dated actress Olivia Munn from 2014 to 2017, and in early 2018, he was revealed to be dating race car driver and TV personality Danica Patrick. In July of 2020, Patrick's rep confirmed that the pair was no longer together. That being said, the following NFL season, Rodgers, in an MVP appendage speech in February, Rodgers said that he was engaged amid reports that he's dating actress Shailene Woodley. Later that month, Woodley confirmed their engagement on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Welcome back, podcast listeners. This part of the podcast, we are going to take a little detour from the history of Aaron Rodgers and his past, something we haven't quite done in the past, and talk about what has been going on with him in this season and this last offseason that we just had, and some of the things that his team, his organization, and himself were all struggling with. So, Aaron Rodgers in the offseason, his stiff back and his stiff stance on staying in the hotel the night before home games, notwithstanding, which he is still not a fan of, by the way, was a problem for him. He did not like living in driving range from the stadium and not being able to sleep in his own bed the night before the games. And for the record, you'd call him a cold-weather quarterback, and for you who may not be football fans, Aaron Rodgers plays in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and it does get very, very cold there. Snow, rain, and miserable weather on a daily basis. What that all means for the 2022 season, of course, is unknown. We don't know if Rodgers will sign another deal. But Rodgers certainly doesn't appear disgruntled 7 weeks into the NFL season, as it was reported during the offseason. Or a player who is still considering retirement, something he said he seriously pondered before reporting for training camp in late July. Well, winning, he recognized Tuesday on the Pat McAfee Show, ex-NFL punter, contributes to his mood. The Packers are on a 6-game winning streak since their season-opening blowout loss to the New Orleans Saints on September 12th. Obviously, winning cures a lot of that, Rodgers said. Having your best friend in the league and Randall Cobb back on the team does as well, Rodgers said. He'll like to rely on Cobb even more, with Devontae Adams and Alan Lazard both on the COVID-19 list ahead of the Packers' primetime showdown Thursday with the 7-0 Arizona Cardinals on the road. And being around your other buddy and a golf cart companion, David Bakhtiari, who could soon be blocking for number 12 after nearly a year out of action, helps as well, Rodgers said. Plus, Rodgers said he has had great coaching staff that he loves, and I'm still in Green Bay and still having the time of my life, is what Aaron Rodgers said after a Week 7 win against the Cardinals. Life is about perspective, and I'm just daily counting the blessings that I have in life, and just so much gratitude for these moments. And for the fact that I'm 37 years old, I'm still playing at a high level and still get to have fun moments each and every week, including on this show, he said when talking to Pat McAfee, an ex-teammate and co-host, AJ Hawk, and a close friend of Aaron Rodgers as well. Another quarterback who continues to defy the odds is Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback who we have previously talked about, Tom Brady, who at the age of 44 years old says he has softened up regarding the weather after leaving New England to play in the Sunshine State of Florida. Brady was the guest on the Monday Night Football
Manningcast this week and said that he's a warm weather quarterback now, not Rodgers. Rodgers stated, "I enjoy being a cold weather quarterback in Green Bay," Rodgers said. "When the weather changes and the leaves start coming off the trees, I get a little twinkle in my eye because I know football season is really about to start." Given the positivity, McAfee wondered if Rodgers is more happy than ever. "I love football. I'm invested completely in this season. I am. I know it's surprising," Rodgers said with a laugh, a dig at those who questioned his commitment to the team in early season. "Life's been really good. It's been fun to have some new guys in the mix, new teammates, to get to know some of the older ones a little bit better and build those friendships which will really last a long time. It's been great to work with the staff. I love the staff. They make things fun. They reinvent themselves every week." After the week one loss to the New Orleans Saints in a devastating 38-3 blowout, Rodgers said the team stuck together and has improved in all three phases. "It's a game. You've got to have fun with it," Rodgers said. "You have to enjoy it." But what he still doesn't enjoy is the NFL rule that requires players to stay in the hotel the night before the game, particularly when he's dealing with a back issue and doesn't get to sleep in his own bed. "The etiquette procedure of staying in a hotel the night before the game. I've never been a fan of that," Rodgers said on Tuesday, adding to the comments he made in Sunday's post-game interview conference. "That just makes no sense to me. I don't know what type of science there is that just can justify it." Now look, 20 years ago, maybe before camera phones, if you're really worried, you got a team, maybe was a little squirrely and likes to go out and party, maybe you'd be worried the guy's about going out the night before the game. But I mean, this is 2021, there's a camera phone everywhere, nobody's going out anywhere. They just want to sleep in their own bed. Nobody's out there drinking at the bar, hanging out with AJ Hawk, pouring out drinks like he used to do back in the day on Friday nights. Nobody is doing that anymore. This podcast has been created by the students in the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California, and is intended for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. You can find this and other students' podcasts at radio.dominican.edu. Thanks again for tuning in to Life Beyond the Gridiron for another amazing show. Hope to see you guys back here next week. But in the meantime, make sure to stay on sides and keep striving for greatness. Thank you.